Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and today Masechus Bava Basra Daf Chafei, the second parable Yachpor. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Akiva describes the West as Tadira, constant. The Gemara explains it means Tadira B'Shechina, constant regarding the presence of the Shechina. As Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Bo v'nachzik tovu l'avoseinu kam, let us show gratitude to our forefathers, Shehodiu makom tefila, who informed us of the direction of tefila. As the pasuk says, Usfa shemayim mecham shtachavim, and the heavenly legions bow to you, meaning the sun, moon, and stars bow toward the West. Rav Achim bar Yaakov asks that perhaps they're like a servant and back away while bowing towards the east. The Gemara agrees that this is a difficulty. Rav Moshe holds, Shechina b'kol makom, the Shechina is everywhere because he explained a pasuk saying that Hashem's messengers, referring to the sun and others, are unique because instead of returning to the place from where they were sent, to the place they were sent, there they return to report on their mission. Rav Shmuel also holds the Shechina is everywhere based on a pasuk which describes two malachim leaving Hashem's presence as going towards each other. Rav Sheshes holds the Shechina is everywhere because he told his attendant to face him in any direction to daven except east, not because the Shechina is not in the east, but because heretics teach to pray that way. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzhak said, HaRotzeh Sheyachim Yadrim. One who wants to become wise should face south when he davens. V'sheyashir Yatzpin. And if he wants to become wealthy, he should face north. He gives a simon to remember the directions. In the base of Mikdash, the shulchan, which held the lechem apanim, symbolizing sustenance, was on the north side of the heichal. And the menorah, symbolizing Torahism, was on the south side. Mishu ben Levi said, Lom Yadrim. One should always face south. Because by becoming wise, he'll also become wealthy, because the pasuk says, in the Torah's left hand are wealth and honor. The Gemara says that this contradicts Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's statement before that the Shechina is in the west, and one should daven in that direction. It answers, he should turn slightly to the south, but primarily face west. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, one must distance a tree 25 amos from a neighbor's pit, so the roots do not damage the pit's walls. If the pit preceded the tree, he must cut it down, but receives compensation. If the tree preceded the pit, he does not have to cut it down. Rabbi Yossi says, even if the pit preceded the tree, he does not need to cut it down, for just as this one may dig a pit in his property, that one may plant a tree in his property, regardless of the damage may cause the pit. The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches explained that he holds, al hanizak l'harchik atzmo, it's incumbent upon the potential damaged party to distance himself to avoid harm. Shmuel says the halacha falls Rabbi Yossi. Rav Ashi reported what was said in Rav Kahana's yeshiva. Modi Rabbi Yossi begiri didei. Rabbi Yossi agrees regarding his arrows, where the damage is direct, that the mazik must distance himself. Therefore, Rav Ashi required sesame seed pressers to move because the vibrations from the pressing caused someone's mansion to tremble. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Akiva describes the West as Tadira, constant. The Gemara explains it means Tadira b'Shechina, constant regarding the presence of the Shechina. As Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, Bo v'nachzik tovu l'avoseinu kam, let us show gratitude to our forefathers, Shehodiu makom tefila, who informed us of the direction of tefila. As the pasuk says, Usfa shemayim mecham shtachavim, and the heavenly legions bow to you, meaning the sun, moon, and stars bow toward the West. Rav Achim bar Yaakov asks that perhaps they're like a servant and back away while bowing towards the east. The Gemara agrees that this is a difficulty. Rav Moshe holds, Shechina b'kol makom, the Shechina is everywhere because he explained a pasuk saying that Hashem's messengers, referring to the sun and others, are unique because instead of returning to the place from where they were sent, to the place they were sent, there they return to report on their mission. Rav Shmuel also holds the Shechina is everywhere based on a pasuk which describes two malachim leaving Hashem's presence as going towards each other. Rav Sheshes holds the Shechina is everywhere because he told his attendant to face him in any direction to daven except east, not because the Shechina is not in the east, but because heretics teach to pray that way. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzhak said, HaRotzeh Sheyachim Yadrim. One who wants to become wise should face south when he davens. V'sheyashir Yatzpin. And if he wants to become wealthy, he should face north. He gives a simon to remember the directions. In the base of Mikdash, the shulchan, which held the lechem apanim, symbolizing sustenance, was on the north side of the heichal. And the menorah, symbolizing Torahism, was on the south side. Mishu ben Levi said, Lom Yadrim. One should always face south. Because by becoming wise, he'll also become wealthy, because the pasuk says, in the Torah's left hand are wealth and honor. The Gemara asks that this contradicts Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's statement before that the Shechina is in the west, and one should daven in that direction. It answers, he should turn slightly to the south, but primarily face west. And point number three, the next mission states, Marchikin Asi'il Minabor Esmin V'chamishama. One must distance a tree 25 amos from a neighbor's pit so the roots do not damage the pit's walls. If the pit preceded the tree, he must cut it down, but receives compensation. If the tree preceded the pit, he does not have to cut it down. Rabbi Yossi says, Afo Pishabor Kodemus Le'ilon Lo'yakos. Even if the pit preceded the tree, he does not need to cut it down. Shezeh Chofer B'tok Shalom, his own notek B'tok Shalom. For just as this one may dig a pit in his property, that one may plant a tree in his property, regardless of the damage may cause the pit. The Gemara on Daf Yud Ches explained that he holds al hanizak al harchik etzmo. It's incumbent upon the potential damaged party to distance himself to avoid harm. Shmuel says the halacha falls Rabbi Yossi. Rav Ashi reported what was said in Rav Kahana's yeshiva. Modi Rabbi Yossi begiri didei. Rabbi Yossi agrees regarding his arrows, where the damage is direct, that the mazik must distance himself. Therefore, Rav Ashi required sesame seed pressers to move because the vibrations from the pressing caused someone's mansion to tremble. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Chafei, and our standard Siman is the 25th silver anniversary. So here goes. The 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, and was set on a new golden table on the north side of the yard in the direction the wealthy husband always davened, turned into a disaster when the wall of the yard collapsed from the vibrations of the sesame seed pressers, who, according to all opinions, should have worked further away. Once again, slow motion. The 25th silver anniversary dinner. 25th silver anniversary? That must mean we're on Daf Chav Hey. The 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva describes the west as Tadira, constant. The Gemara explains it means Tadira b'Shekhinah, constant regarding the presence of the Shekhinah, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Bo menachas k'tov l'avoseinu, come, let us show gratitude to our forefathers, Shehodiyo makom tefillah, who informed us of the direction of prayers. The Pasuk says, Utzvah shamayim l'cham mishtachavim, and the heavenly legions bow to you, meaning the sun, moon, and stars bow towards the west. Rabbi Shai holds, Shekhinah b'kol makom, the Shekhinah is everywhere. So the 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, and was set on a new golden table on the north side of the yard in the direction the wealthy husband always davened, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak said, HaRotzeh Sheyachkim Yadrim, one who wants to become wise should face south when he davens, V'sheyashir Yatzpin, and if he wants to become wealthy, he should face north. He gives the symmetry, remember the directions, in the base of Migdash, the Shulchan, which held the Lechem Abanim, symbolizing sustenance, was on the north side of the Heichal, and the menorah, symbolizing Torah wisdom, was on the south side. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, Lo'om Yadrim, one should always face south, because by becoming wise, he will also become wealthy. So the 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, and was set on a new golden table on the north side of the yard in the direction the wealthy husband always davened, turned into a disaster when the wall of the yard collapsed from the vibrations of the sesame seed pressers, who, according to all opinions, should have worked further away, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds one may plant a tree near a neighbor's pit, but agrees, Begudi Dei, regarding his arrows, where the damage is direct, that the mazik must distance himself. Therefore, Rav Ashi required sesame seed pressers to move because the vibrations from the pressing caused someone's mansion to tremble. So once again, the 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, and was set on a new golden table on the north side of the yard in the direction the wealthy husband always davened, turned into a disaster when the wall of the yard collapsed from the vibrations of the sesame seed pressers, who, according to all opinions, should have worked further away. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf chafav. So the simon daf chafav is a car because Bostonians pronounce car ka. So here goes. The father in the race car, car. That must be one daf chafav, ka. The father in the race car dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim, which reminds us, Rav said, Baram, Zachor Oysa Isha Tov, indeed that man should be remembered favorably, namely, Yeshua Ben Gamla, She'imalehu Nishtachach Torah Yisrael, because if not for him, the Torah would have been forgotten from Yisrael. Originally, a child was taught Torah by his father because of a drasha, that one must teach his sons, and those without a father would not learn Torah. Ultimately, after other attempts to improve the situation failed, Yeshua Ben Gamla instituted, She'imoshiv Melamdin Tinokos, that they should install teachers of children b'chol medino medin b'chol ir v'ir in every province and every town and bring the children in when they're 6 or 7 years old. So the father in the race car dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben-Gamma Chadarim chose the cheder with a new Rebbe who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which reminds us, Rava said that if there's another teacher available who teaches more material than the current one, we do not replace the current teacher because the second teacher might become lax in his teaching, believing he's unrivaled and will not be replaced. Rav Dim of Nardah disagreed. Kol Shekein Degaris Tfei, all the more so who teach more because Kina Sofrim Tarbi Chochma, jealousy between scholars, increases wisdom. The new teacher will work even harder to prevent the former teacher from embarrassing him because of jealousy. So the father in the race car, dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben-Gamma Chadarim, chose the cheder with the new Rebbe who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which was right next to a new bathhouse that had opened right next to the old bathhouse, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses whether one can intrude on another's business by opening up the same shop in his vicinity. A braisa allows opening a store next to a neighbor's store or a bathhouse next to a neighbor's bathhouse because he can say, "Ata osa b'toch shelcha, you're doing what you want in your property, v'ani osa b'toch sheli, and I'm doing what I want in my property." Daf Chav Beis. So the Siman Daf Chav Beis is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. After the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, cab, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Beis. After the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Merabanan, which reminds us, Ezra decreed that Rochlin, peddlers of cosmetics, can go from town to town to sell and can't be prevented by local salesmen, so that cosmetics will be available to Benos Yisrael, provided that they eventually leave, unless they are Surba Merabanan, who are permitted to set up shop, since going around will distract them from their learning. So after the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Merabanan, in the space between two walls so his customers would tread the ground, strengthening it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishi Akosel Samach Akosel Chaver, one whose wall was near his neighbor's wall, Oyismachu Akosel Acher, he may not place another wall near the neighbor's wall unless he distances it, Dalad Amos, from the neighbor's wall. Rava says the Mishnah's case is where the first wall was near his neighbor's wall, at a distance of Dalad Amos, and after it fell, he cannot build a second wall closer than those Dalad Amos. The reason is that Davshad Dahach Mali Lohasim, the treading, meaning the people walking here between the walls, is beneficial there to the ground under his wall by strengthening the ground underneath. So, after the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Merabanan, in the space between two walls so his customers would tread the ground strengthening it, he made sure his ladder displaying his cosmetics was at least Dalad Amos away from a nearby Davkot, because Ramba bin Nizokin Aser, although he's pater from paying, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Marchik Nesasul Mina Shovach Arba Amos, one must distance the ladder Dalad Amos from a neighbor's Davkot, Kadei Shaloi Tikbots and Nemiya, so that a Martin should not jump from the ladder into the Dovecote. Rav Tuvia Bar Masna said, Zosomer's Gramba bin Yizakin Aser. This Mishnah teaches the cause of damages is forbidden, although exempt from paying. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The boys getting bloody playing Kugelach under a date tree where a bloodletter worked watched a rabbi chase away crows during his dates because Ein Chazaka L'Nizakin, and heard one of the bloodletter's clients disclose that he had no idea how his seller had obtained the rights to keep a dovecote so close to town, and that the dove found nearby was his because it couldn't fly yet, and the principle of Rov Bakarov doesn't apply to it. Once again, slow motion. The boys getting bloody playing Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The boys getting bloody playing Kugelach under a date tree where a bloodletter worked watched a rabbi chase away crows during his dates because Ein Chazaka L'Nizakin, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that bloodletters were drawing blood in their property under the shade of Rav Yosef's palm trees, and crows would come to consume the blood and then fly up to the trees and dirty the dates with blood. Rav Yosef said, rid me of this crowing, draw blood elsewhere. Abaya asked if their action is a mere grama, and Rav Yosef replied that damaging is forbidden even through grama. Abaya asked that they establish a chazaka, having done so for 3 years. Rav Yosef responded that Rabbi Bar Avuha replied, Ein chazaka nizakin. There is no chazaka for damage, meaning he has no right to continue damaging. So the boys getting bloody playing Kugelach under a date tree, where a bloodletter worked, watched the rabbi chase away crows during his dates because Ein chazaka nizakin, and heard one of the bloodletter's clients disclosed that he had no idea how a seller had obtained the rights to keep a dovecote so close to town. Which reminds us, the next mission states that a dovecote must be distanced 50 amos from a city and from other people's property so the doves don't eat their produce. The mission concludes, if he purchased property with a dovecote from its previous owner, a fuel based rova, even if the surrounding area is only a quarter kub, it retains its chazaka to be in this proximity. So the boy's getting bloody playing kugluk under a date tree where a bloodletter worked. Watch the rabbi chase away crows during his dates because ein chazaka l'nizakin. And heard one of the bloodletter's clients disclose that he had no idea how his seller had obtained the rights to keep a dove coat so close to town. And that the dove found nearby was his because it couldn't fly yet. And the principle of Rov Bakarov doesn't apply to it, which reminds us, the Gemara compares the relative strength of falling Rov, majority, and Karov, proximity. V'chinina said, Rov Bakarov hochinach harov. In a case where a ruling based on majority and proximity would be in conflict, we follow the majority. Although the principles of Rov Bakarov are both the Raisa of Yilachi Ruba Adif, even so majority is stronger. He's challenged from the Mishnah, Nipon Nimso Batoch Hamishim Amma. If a young bird was found within 50 Ammas of a dovecot, it belongs to the dovecot's owner. This seems to apply even if there's a larger dovecot further away, yet we assume it came from the closer one. The Gemara ultimately answers the Mishnah's case is a bird which hops and cannot yet fly, because Rav Ukva Bar Chama said that a hopping bird does not hop further than 50 Ammas. Therefore, it's known to be from the dovecot within 50 Ammas and not the larger one further away. Daf Chav Dalad. So the similar Daf Chav Dalad is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The huge sculpture of a glass pitcher, that must be more on Daf Chav Dalad. Kud. The huge sculpture of a glass pitcher of blood titled When Rov Matzui, no one says Karov, which reminds us Abai presents a mission to prove Rabbi Chanina's ruling that Rov overrides Karov. Dam Shanimsa Beprozor, blood was found in the canal of a woman's body. Sveiko Tame, its unknown status is ruled definitely Tame, meaning she's definitely Anita, Shechezkasu Mina Makor, because it's assumed to have originated from the uterus and not the Aliyah, the upper chamber, despite the fact that the Aliyah is physically closer to the Prozor. Rava answers Rov Matzui commerce. You speak about a case which is both majority and frequent. Not only is there more blood in the Makor, but blood commonly flows from the Makor to the Prozor, but not from the Aliyah. Rov Matzui Leiko Manda Amar Karov. In a case where both Rov and frequency oppose Karov, no one says to follow Karov. So the huge sculpture of a glass pitcher of blood titled When Rov Matzui, no one says Karov, placed right next to a sycamore tree that was planted 50 amos from the city in order to beautify the city, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Marchikin es ha'ilo min ha'ir esim v'chamish amma. One must distance a tree 25 amos from a city. A carob or sycamore tree, which have many branches, must be distanced 50 amos. Avashul says all barren trees must be distanced 50 amos. Who explains the reason for the Mishnah's law, Mishum noy ha'ir, for the city's beautification. A space of open land enhances the city's beauty. So the huge sculpture of a glass pitcher of blood titled When Rov Matzui, no one says Karov, placed right next to a sycamore tree that was planted 50 yamas from the city in order to beautify the city, was bought by a tree owner who was compensated when his tree was cut down, since his tree preceded the city, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the city preceded the tree, it's cut down and the owner of the tree is not compensated. However, if the tree preceded the city, kotzeitz v'nosen damim, he must cut it down and the city pays compensation since it was planted legally. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the owner, if occupied property was left to an heir or purchaser, he may retain it without claiming how the occupier came to own it? That's on Duff. Chav Gimel. Good number two. Which of the one Rav Ashi required sesame seed pressers to move because the vibrations from their pressing caused someone's mansion to tremble? That's on Daf. Chav Hey. Good number three. Which Daf we have a question of which is preferred? A Rebbe who teaches more but is imprecise, or one who is precise but teaches less? That's on Daf. Chafalov. Good number four. Which Daf do you want that we distance trees from the city in order to beautify the city? That's on Daf. Chavdala. Good number five. Which of the one that food left in an opening does not reduce its size regarding Tuma? That's on Duff. Your task. Good number six. Which of the one that Ezra was mataken that Rochlin can travel from town to town to sell cosmetics and that the Summa Rabban can even permanently set up shop? That's on Duff. Chavbeis. Good number seven. Which Duff we machok is whether the Shechina rests in the west or is everywhere? That's on Duff. Chafhe. Good number eight. Which stuff do you want that in the case of Rov Matzui, no one says Karov? That's on Dav. Chavdalad. Good number nine. Which of the one, if one wants to become wise, they should daven towards the south and to be rich towards the north? That's on Dav. Chafhe. Good number 10. Which stuff do we discuss safety requirements for ovens in houses? That's on Dav. Chaf. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Golder from Zirchu, wishing you a great day and great learning.